This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. We have Professor McKinney with hopefully no noise or very little noise. We have Ann Morrison here first. And Ann, you've got a very nasty story to tell us about Zika virus. Tell us this, the whole new level of scariness of what's going on with Zika.
Well, what happened was that there were people who were, there were women who had stillbirths or where they had to go in and take a dead baby out.
Right.
And they didn't, they just assumed, they made the assumption it was because of her genetic makeup or something she was drinking or some drug she was taking. And, but now they're going back and they're looking at the remnants of those stillbirths to see if, maybe Zika had caused them. And what they're finding is that in addition to microcephaly, they also have found remnants of Zika in infants that have had hydrocephaly, which is where the skull is filled with water and the lungs are filled with fluid. I won't say water, some kind of fluid. And then also there's been cases where they found anencephaly, and they also found the Zika virus. And anencephaly is where there's no brain and there could be no spinal cord at all. Now, anencephaly has been seen in three counties west of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation up in Washington State.
Right.
And they've been tracking those women because there's cluster. There's a cluster of anencephaly up there, which means that the women, usually it's stillbirth or spontaneous abortion. Sometimes they have to go in and take it out. But in any case, so they looked at Zika to see if it were possible. I mean, they're looking for any, they're grasping at straws up there because they don't want to blame the radiation from Hanford. So they looked to see if any of those aborted fetuses had Zika in them, and they said no. There was no Zika in Washington State.
Well, we know that, I know this actually from taking care of employees working at doing radiation testing at Hanford and also Rocky Flats. And this is, by the way, classified, so I got in trouble with my boss, Reserve Admiral John Hughes, and the federal government because I knew this. The level of radiation in Rocky Flats was 10 million times higher than they had estimated, so they were found out after I did their entry and after X exams back in 97 that they should have been wearing radiation med suits while out doing water and ground sampling right down to the bedrock. The fact is that Hanford is the most radioactive place outside the Bankinor Cosmodrome in central Kazakhstan in the planet. And the third most radioactive place is Rocky Flats in Colorado. The fact is that it could be a combination of factors. When you have radiotoxins, you're going to reduce the immune system. But the Hanford site has a lot of brain and birth defects for many years. It's not just something recent. So my guess is the Hanford site is an anomaly that's probably caused by radiation causing. And remember, brain tissue is very oxidatively active, so it's going to get more damaged by radiation in the rapid growth phase, especially in the first trimester of pregnancy. Now, what's going on with Zika? And I put up my article on the Genesis Network. I've also had it over on Rants Network and here on NutraMedical. And I also did a YouTube summary of the Zika virus article, and I'm writing a book on Zika virus, reviewing all the literature that's published out there. There's some people that made some incorrect theses. They suggested that the double-stranded DNA change of the OX513A gene caused the RNA change directly. It's not. It can't do it. But it can change the host. And if the host is under oxidative stress with increased levels of oxidative peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical, which you can test for DNA adducts of oxidized 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine, and T-bars and other oxidative markers, you can actually demonstrate The oxidative stress will cause mutation of RNA filoviruses by up to 10,000 times faster than DNA viruses. The mechanism is very simple. The gene plague is now weaponizing platforms or hosts, including given monkeys, rats, pathogens, including humans, and actually taking the Zika virus and probably other pathogens too. And the things they should be doing is not only testing for Zika, but testing for other co-pathogens like cytomegalovirus, chikungunya, West Nile virus, etc., because these could have more than one pathogen being instrumental in causing these illnesses. The problem is it may be a long-standing illness. We don't know unless we measure viral PCR presence of the DNA of the virus in the people, plus antibodies of IgG and IgM, which could be done. If those are present, these women may be permanently sterilized, basically, because they cannot have babies. We don't know. What they've done now, though, is these countries have endemic levels of Zika. It's not going to go away in 2 years. So when they say that they're going to stop having pregnancies for 2 years, it's wishful thinking. It means the Zika is probably going to persist, which means in all of these countries where Zika now is endemic, women will not be able to reproduce, period. That means a major eugenics program is in full operation right now in the Southern Hemisphere, the Caribbean, and the Pacific Rim. It's also spreading to the Southern United States. And I was looking at your maps here in terms of the Aedes aegypti and other mosquitoes, because it may not just be carried by Aedes aegypti. It may be covered by other mosquitoes because of the major changes in climate, which is allowing mosquitoes to carry various other pathogens in northern climates and survive the cold of winter. So we could be dealing with not just Zika, but we could be dealing with more weaponized forms of Ebola and other pathogens because the weaponizing platform has changed. They now don't have to actually make a laboratory to weaponize these organisms. Millions of organisms, including people and animals and vectors in the wild, can now weaponize virtually hundreds, maybe thousands of pathogens to cause plagues all over the planet. This is very scary stuff. And I tell people that my thesis can be proven or disproven, which needs to be proven or disproven, by simply testing for the presence of two things. For us, an antibody test for the Zika virus, for the OX513 gene now inserted as double strand in animals, humans, and plants. And number two, oxidative marker test to see if there's an increase in oxidative stress, which means any pathogen in those hosts is going to be weaponized. That's the facts. Those facts can be proven very easily. So when people want to make ad hominem attacks, they're idiots, need to shut the hell up. I'm proposing a thesis with a scientific way of validating with a Z-score test that can tell a specific test that can prove my thesis if it's correct. We have two problems. The bigger problem is they're actually weaponizing genes. The second problem is Zika virus, which is just one of many pathogens that could spread around the planet. And the third is they're not testing for other co-pathogens, such as cytomegalovirus, West Nile virus, etc., because it could be other pathogens, actually co-pathogens in these people causing disease. And because we're not asking the right questions, we're not going to get answers.
Well, you know, Ebola and Zika came out of Uganda in 1947, and Zika is bloodborne. Now, they are also studying a die-off of howler monkeys in Nicaragua, and they're looking to see if there is a Zika a link to that. Now, this could be, you know, Ebola kills primates. That's what it does. It was built to kill primates. That's man, monkeys, gorillas, apes, orangutans. Right. And the vector are the carnivorous mammals, including carnivorous bats. And where it's in the carnivorous mammals, then it's endemic in the area. Now, the nurse the Scottish nurse went back into the hospital a week ago, and she's since been sent home back to Scotland, and she had a relapse of meningitis, which was what she was in there in October for. We don't know if she has transferred Ebola to any carnivorous mammals, such as dogs. Or, we just don't know.
It could right, in other words, you're raising good questions,
Anne. Scotland. And if it becomes, now the Zika, if it starts killing primates, we got to watch this research closely.
Right. In other words, it can get embedded, not just Zika, but other pathogens. It's going to get embedded in animal, in pet populations, etc., and they could be vectors to spread it back to humans or to kill off whole species of animals.
Yeah, like primates.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What's going on? Welcome back. So, the biosecurity issue is really big. I really believe that we are in the full phase of the eugenics program of globalists. The release of this OX513 gene from Oxitec, from Oxford University, taken over by a company called Intrexon, Better Living Through Better DNA out of Maryland. The gene changes that are occurring in hosts, as well as increasing weaponization, because we know there's only 15 base pair changes in 10,000 bases in the Zika virus. So it's not that big a change, but it's enough to make the UPR unfolding protein response of the endoplasmic reticulum to increase pathogenesis to cause apoptosis or death of brain cells, and also sending Guillain-Barré paralysis or the hydrocephalus and anencephaly, where there's no brain at all developed, not even a reptilian brain. I think that we don't know how long these viruses persist. We are signing evidence that they may persist just like Ebola in secure sites like the uterus or in the sexual organs like in males and their sperm for years. We don't know. Until we do testing, we don't know. What we can assume is that if someone has picked up Zika virus as a male, they permanently have a sexually transmitted disease until proven otherwise. We also should be doing testing for people that go to these endemic areas and get infected, because only 20% will show symptoms, to test for persistence in saliva, urine, and blood. We also should test for the OXY513A gene to see if you've got the gene changes, which means their host organism is under gene stress, which will cause oxidative stress in their body, and it could produce all kinds of illnesses, including weaponization of pathogens that are in their body. We don't know yet. I'm just raising questions and asking for specific tests to develop a thesis as to what the heck's going to happen next. What they've done is a gene plague, and the Zika changes don't have to be a lot of gene-based pairs to make it much more deadly, because this virus has been around since 47. It has nowhere near produced this level of microcephaly or by itself or Guillain-Barré paralysis until the last 2 years, 15 and now into 16. So
there's three strains. The original strain that came out of Uganda, the strain that came out of French Polynesia that caused the paralysis from Guillain-Barré syndrome,
right,
and the one that's coming out of Brazil that also causes not only Guillain-Barré, but also microcephaly, and it can be hydrocephaly and anencephaly.
Right. Now, by the way, the Chinese just last week announced that they've actually done gene sequencing in a lab in Hong Kong of the gene sequences of the current Zika virus plague. So they have the gene sequences, so they probably can go back, figure out what gene sequence base pair changes were in the codons actually were necessary to create the increased pathogenesis. And there's an easy way to test the model. What you do is you take what's called nude mice pups, you know, these little baby pop mice, and you can see if while they're developing, if you can cause changes in their brains or other tissues of these mice pups. So it's possible to actually have an animal model now to see if you can see changes in the brain or other tissues caused by the Zika virus, and then look at the specific gene changes to determine which ones. And they can do gene deletions to delete portions of it or to go back to the original form and say these specific base pairs increase, say, brain apoptosis or the UPR response. So there's a scientific model here that they could actually put together to start figuring out what base pair changes. And then they have to go back and say, well, if the host has been modified by these gene changes that were inserted into the genetics of mosquitoes that got into, according to the moth that they put, the Bulworth moth in Georgia some years ago, Dr. Maewon Ho has actually stated from 2001 to 2014, those genes have already inserted in other insects, other organisms, and has changed the genetics of the population of the biosphere in Georgia. So this is something that's already happening in the United States, and people are not paying attention to the fact we have a gene plague right now.
So these are GMO mosquitoes that you're talking about.
GMO moths. They released the moths in America first. They tried to do it in Florida, and they now are taking legal action to see if they can release them this summer in South Florida, these now GMO mosquitoes. But they already did it in moss several years ago in Georgia.
Oh, moss, okay. But that's changed the biosphere, huh?
Right. And the thing is, I'm raising the question, and it needs to be proven. If it's incorrect, that's fine. But if you suddenly see the change in the rate of pathogenesis of organisms, you've got to change the host organisms, which are acting as a platform to weaponize them. And if it's oxidative stress, because it's a known mechanism we've known for 60 years, if you take an organism and expose it to stress, like, let's say, a cyclotron with cobalt-60, you can take a ferret, put a pathogen or a virus in them, blast them with cobalt-60 radiation, and they're going to weaponize that organism just a couple generations of the organism passing from one ferret to another. So this is a known mechanism. It's well-researched. It's got 60 years of research behind it. It's very probable this is the mechanism by which the OX513 gene is actually causing gene imbalances and oxidative stress. So it's very probable this is the mechanism by which all of a sudden this emerged.
Well, that's that's very concerning, because anytime you change the biosphere, then, I mean, are they just so narrow-sighted? Are they just looking
closely at their experiments
and they're not considering the system?
There's three things that they did that were a violation of common decency and sense. The first, they knew that Brazil was the third largest user of tetracycline, and the gene could be switched off. The gene that would make the larvae die would be nullified by the presence of tetracycline, even in minute dosages. And their own internal papers, which we were able to obtain, estimated 3-5%, but up to 15% of organisms would survive. The next problem they have is they do hand sorting, and 1 in 200 mosquitoes is not male, it's female that has these OX513A genes. So the overall numbers, even though the total number of mosquitoes does reduce by 85-92%, surviving mosquitoes carry these genes, and the genes can move from the normal position and recombine into different portions of the genome so that the mosquito doesn't die, but they carry the genes that can transfer through their most parts to bacteria, to other organisms, and to other insects and other pathogens, and then they start to change the biosphere to increase oxidative stress and make the virus, which is now, say, in gibbon monkeys or in rats, et cetera, and bats, and make those organisms weaponize the pathogens. That's why we have millions now of organisms weaponizing pathogens all over the biosphere where these genes are now being inserted. That's what my thesis is that they've created a gene plague that's a weaponizing platform for these and many other pathogens, including viruses, bacteria, parasites. Very scary. Very, very scary.
Well, it is very scary. We're talking about... We're not all... Normally, we saw this with radiation... When we were cleaning up sites, or when there was a nuclear detonation, even Fukushima, it put sodium-90 into the atmosphere, and it accumulates in the body. Right. So any females who were under 20, by the time they ended their childbearing years at 50, they would have had radiation bombarding that fetus, and that's what they think caused the anencephaly. But now we're seeing it in Zika.
Yeah, exactly. Now when we come back, I want to talk about something in your blog, but also in Joel Skousen's newsletter, World Affair Brief. We'll get your opinion and Professor McCanny's on North Korea's nuclear testing and the tie to China and the fact that the Chinese are collaborating with what they call their bad dog of North Korea, and much more. Back in a moment. So, Professor, obviously China is behind the scenes making sure their bad dog is still on the choke chain, right?
Get a free cap by 24 bucks of headlamps.
Could you cut the commercial there, John?
24 bucks worth of pine tree scented air fresheners.
Well, we won't ask you why you need 24 bucks worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dan is their last heartbeat. Welcome back. So I want to open up the can of worms about North Korea. North Korea basically is a mad dog on a short choke chain from China. China is actually, and the globalists want North Korea to continue to be a bad boy, to increasingly threaten the world with nuclear missiles. And, of course, the sale motives for the theater air defense, which Donald Trump did mention very briefly, so he knows a lot more than he's saying, which is theater high-altitude defense and their plasma interferometry fields that can knock out anything. We have weapon systems, literally America does, that are centuries, and you listen to this Russia and China, you idiots, centuries ahead of you. So if you try to do anything, you're going to get fried from space within seconds before you even have a bullet or a missile come at you. So don't even think about reaching for that button. And what needs to happen is we need people like President Trump to come in and say, we're going to get rid of extreme Islam because it's to the globalist advantage of people like Hillary Clinton to maintain the elements of chaos and to have idiots like Kim Jong-un, who says he wants his people to worship them and he doesn't have any bowel function because he actually, his body is like a nuclear reactor and he's doing so many energetic supernatural things. He literally breaks things down to subatomic particles and his body is like a nuclear fusion reactor. That's nuts. It was in that movie, The Interview, and people need to understand just how that the craziness, the Chinese tolerate this, and they allow it, so it gets to their advantage to act as a side threat to us. So the week after we put our bombers over the Spratly Islands in the South China Sea, the Chinese let Kim Jong-un make all kinds of brash and blustery statements that scare the heck out of people about the fact he's got nuclear weapons that can strike the United States. This maniac is allowed to exist. If I was president, he'd have a half-life of about 4 hours. We'd have him dead or vaporized. He would not be existing on my planet, let's put it that way. What do you think?
Did you know that China froze money transfers to North Korea?
They do window dressing. China is full of it. I don't buy it for a second. The Chinese need to know that they're about to be stomped on. When Donald Trump gets in, the $558 billion trade deficit with China is going to disappear. China is going to get fried. They're already literally ransoming corporate heads and senior engineers in corporations that are transnational, saying that you can't move to Kerala, India from China because the workers want to get more wages and the people are in revolt because they realize their Chinese communist government's out to lunch. And for the past 30 years, 90% of the new billionaires in the world are Chinese. That game's over. They need to know the game's over. And now with, even under Obama, because people want to assume Obama is not pro-globalist, no. He's selling new weapon systems to Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan, which are theater air defense, and these anti-missile systems, and weaponizing the heck out of them. So China literally has a bunch of nuclear daggers at their throat that they don't understand. These people are novices. They do not understand what they're doing. They're literally guaranteeing their annihilation if they keep on playing hard games, hardball, with the land of the dragon, otherwise known as the United States. You mess with us, you die. And people don't understand that, do they?
Well, how could they after what's happened to our military during the last 8 years?
Yeah, but our military has been purposely downgraded by Obama because he wants to make it flaccid so that it can't project power around the world. But that's going to end even with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton isn't as far left and out of her gourd as Obama. Even Hillary Clinton wants some kind of wall or control of immigration. So I can tell you, all of the candidates out there, including even Bernie Sanders, is not going to tolerate an open border or the foolishness that Obama's done. He's done. Obama, as far as I'm concerned, is a lame duck president. He's not going to get a Supreme Court nominee. And what's going to happen with Mr. Kim Jong-un, once President Trump takes office, he better take a good vacation because it may be his last. Because if he makes any more blustery comments, he's going to get fried inside his skin.
So you think Trump would do that?
Absolutely. If I was the president, I would order a special forces team to take him down within 48 hours. I wouldn't tolerate those kind of comments. It's like somebody saying, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to kill your wife and rape your daughter. No, we're going to kill you. Okay? You need to know that we're going to take you out and we can actually have missile systems take out his missile guidance system of his. I have this from inside contacts inside Space Command that we've actually fried the missile guidance systems on this launching platform for these rocket systems. They allowed this rocket to be launched, this latest one, because they want to scare the heck out of the Japanese, who already have the Shinrikyo cult president there of Japan. The South Koreans are nervous as anything anyway. Third largest city on the planet. And these people are very obsessive compulsive. And the Taiwanese, who are some of the smartest people on Earth and have the most rapid reaction air force on Earth outside the Israelis. So do you think that China is going to just float by and get away with this? Uh-uh. China is just asking to get it on the chin. And the Russians, as much as they have weapon systems that can give us a lot of grief, if Russia starts a war, they will cease to exist.
From us?
I'm going to quote a four-star general underground at Falcon Air Force Base 22 years ago. We can eliminate a country and kill everyone in it without firing one missile or one bullet within minutes, not hours, from space, and they won't even know what hit them, without starting a grass fire or even peeling the paint from the walls.
When somebody called into John's show this morning and they wanted to know about these weapons, these special weapons.
I can give you a couple of them. One's called Rods from God, which are linear accelerator tubes with depleted uranium weapons that can go 26 to 32,000 miles per hour. The other is a thing called Grazer, which is a gamma ray weapon system based on nuclear weapons that explode in space in a special chamber and create a collimated gamma beam that can scan a city like the old style CRT cathode ray tubes on a television. They can literally, and I'm going to quote this general, can scan Beijing and kill everyone in the city without peeling the paint from the walls and starting a grass fire. These countries have no idea what they're dealing with. None. We can start off as a large, when they had this giant underground base in western China that we hit them with like 6 or 7 years ago. We triggered off a space-based superquake that literally destroyed the base, killed 180,000 people, including 90,000 children in western China. We did it. So people need to understand we actually have pressing control of the weather, earthquakes, and volcanoes on this planet. The next largest country that has control of some systems is Russia, but it's mobile and it's, you know, let's say it's kindergarten compared to what we have. And there's three other nations with some kind of weather control systems. Nobody is even in the same ballpark as America. Nobody. And they don't understand this. They don't understand we are the dragon nation. That's why 90% of the wealth in the world is controlled by us. Almost all of the information technology is controlled by us, including all the what's called quantum supercomputers. Everybody else isn't even in the playing field. Let's put it that way.
This magnitude 7.8 earthquake that occurred in Sumatra, Indonesia,
right.
You know that there is a plate, a new tectonic plate, that is forming there. And in fact, the birth pangs, when it was nascent, was the 50-foot wave. It raised up 50 feet. And so it lifted up the water.
Do you know how that plate developed? And I know this from my oil engineer buddies. In fact, I was in communication with them over the years. When this thing, the Aceh superquake happened, it was because if you replace oil, which has a different specific gravity than water and seawater, and they were pumping seawater down to exchange for the oil they were pumping out with U.S.-based transnational oil companies, they knew it was not safe, and the engineers told them not to do it, but they pumped it down, and they create what's this called subduction fault zone crack, and they created it on purpose by pumping in something with a different specific gravity than the oil and gas down there. They did it, the oil companies, and they knew they were not supposed to do it, but they did it anyway. That's how they did it. Pretty stupid, hey?
Pretty stupid.
Yeah, but we don't give a damn, you know, because, hey, that's in their backyard. If it gives them a tsunami and kills 250,000 people, well, tough luck. That's what the oil companies think. It's the cost of business. The globalists don't care if they kill billions of us. People need to understand that.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with a Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes this parasite. Besides harmful bacteria and chemicals, it even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free 888-803-4438 and ask about this special offer.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. An interesting comment. I was listening to Phil Schlafly, who's a top constitutional attorney. And, of course, Obama, being an idiot, is trying to push wind technology, where the windy parts are trying to ship power, you know, hundreds or thousands of miles away to places where there's no wind. But the cost of it is ridiculously expensive, because these wind turbines that they're putting forward are extremely inefficient, mechanically complex, and prone to failure. And there's a long distance between the windy places and the places where the power is needed. Your wind generator system, called a wind generator, requires a lot less wind, can be local, and can be scaled up to 1,000 feet. So if you had several thousand of these, you could replace all other needs for energy. And if you do have oil and gas, you can use it for making petrochemicals or for plastics and other things, so you don't need to create all kinds of pollution. And
we can actually create hydrocarbons with the wind generator.
Right. And the point is that your system basically has several ways of storing it. We talked about this, and you actually were talking about superconductors, about both the sodium battery systems that are already in operation in Japan, supercapacitors, that we have these new type of lithium-ion type of batteries that are being developed, but even the sodium ones are really cheap because the materials are hundreds of times less expensive and don't have to go to a weird part of the world to find it, like Afghanistan. Most people don't realize one of the top places in the world to find lithium, believe it or not, is Afghanistan. One of the most god-awful places on the earth has some of the highest concentrations of it. But we don't need that. And when you have wind generation, you can convert to hydrogen, and you can have hydrogen fuel cells, you can store it as compressed air, you can, in other words, you can have battery
systems.
You
can create methane, which will burn in your stove,
right,
or in a propane refrigerator. You just change the orifice. And, you don't need to dig this stuff up out of the ground.
Right.
And when you burn it back, it's not mixed with all kinds of other pollutants that come out of the ground.
Which includes radiotoxins and chemicals and everything.
Burning is very clean. You get water and oxygen.
Right.
You know?
So in other words, the solutions are actually technically a baby step. And the problem, and I see this over and over again, I'm writing position papers and live streaming YouTube videos, every single issue we have, I'm putting together position papers from experts like yourself, Professor McCanny, Joel Scows and other newsletter writers, and Morris and others, collecting all this information, saying, here's a position paper, said, here's a solution to. That's why we see people like Trump. He's a problem solver, and he will assemble a team of problem solvers that will actually approach each of these issues, and really, believe it or not, the problem solutions are pretty damn simple. First thing that Trump should do is get on the phone to Putin and say, let's go after and start collaborating on our war against al-Qaeda and ISIS. Obama's doing the opposite. He's actually supplying them with weapon systems and trying to, on the one hand, criticize them, and on the other hand, give them weapons. But everybody has this problem. China does, Russia does, we have, Europe has. Now, the spread of Islam.
Trump doesn't have the old alliances. Trump does not bring the old party alliances with him that are linked to the New World Order. He's
right, and that's why when I see Romney.
Romney is coming out and talking, because all of these people are skull and bones, secret society. They've all been through initiations. Newt Gingrich even said this on live TV. He said the reason they're afraid of Trump is because he's not one of the boys. He didn't go through initiations.
Let me explain this. There's a throne room in the Salt Lake City Temple to Satan. Okay, that's a fact. We can have another whole show about that. You have to understand, when the Mormon Church was going bankrupt, they were rescued by the Rothschilds. But they were losing tons of money at a stupid enterprise of setting up a sugar plantations in Hawaii back in the 1940s. What people should start to understand is that the globalists are all Satanists. They're collaborating around the world in different countries, whether it's China or elsewhere, and this whole system is falling apart. They can't make money anymore, even in derivatives. Their financial system is falling apart, including the Federal Reserve System. They want to use war as a distraction for the fact that they want to do eugenics to reduce the world population, which is why they let things like Oxy-513A and Intrexon start to despoil the biosphere, to kill a lot of us off. That's why they don't want to fix Fukushima Daiichi, and they continue to push for fission reactors instead of fusion reactors. And the Chinese said, you know what, enough of this crap. They said 3 years ago they're going to sign 3,500 scientists to nuclear fusion technology and going to mine helium-3 from the moon. I've known we've had helium-3 mining on the moon since the early 60s. 5 years before the Eagle landed on the moon, we had a mining operation on there. People don't know this. People don't know the fact that, in fact, I've described in specific technical details from my contacts exactly how to make a fusion reactor. And then they finally, Lockheed Martin, last February, published, oh, yeah, we can make one 28 by 32 feet that would supply 80,000 homes with power. Guess what? The lying SOBs. We could solve all of these problems without using radioisotopes to create radio pollution. We don't have to have regular power lines. We can have plasma distribution lines of power that can be buried underground, would be away from the weather. We can have systems of local power generation that are off-grid, just like the wing generator, and convert it to either natural gas or methane or hydrogen. We can have storage systems like these new types of sodium batteries. There's no excuse for solving all these problems, and we don't need to make war anymore. We don't need to make pollution anymore. And we have primary water. In fact, one of the reasons why they attack Muammar Gaddafi is to make sure that his primary water discovery, which is based on research from Pal Power here in Eureka, California, where he literally since the last 60 years has been drilling all over the world since the 1950s, he's shown very clearly the primary water was down 2,400 feet. 75% of the water in Libya was being drilled 2,400 feet down. It's making new lakes and rivers and dams. For primary water, it's nascent water that's not part of the hydrological cycle. It's coming from ringwoodite deep in the earth. The fact is, the globalists don't want you to know this. That's why they want to create climate refugees. They don't want people to have solutions to grow food anywhere in the world that's healthy, that's mineralized, not GMO. They want to despoil the food to make it GMO so it screws up our biology and destroys fertility. It's just disgusting. And, you know, we're really in what's called the nub of what I call the apocalypse, which is not destruction. The apocalypse is unveiling. So what do you think, Professor?
Exactly, yeah. And there are solutions if there's a ray of hope left. And really, I don't like Trump that much. But on a scale of negative 10 to positive 10, you know, Cruz and those guys are negative 10s.
Right.
They bring the old bowl with them.
I'd put Trump in a 6 to 7, but again, it's not just Trump. We're not getting Trump, we're getting a Trump team. He knows that if he doesn't succeed, the carpet will be pulled out from under him in this $10 billion empire of 5,000 companies. And all his other billionaire buddies that aren't tied into the Masonic globalist kill you kind of regime. And you have to understand these globalist people live on creating chaos and destruction and terror and frightening people. Trump is not bought into that system. I can tell you right now, he doesn't have all the answers, but he can go to experts that will give him answers, and he'll work it out. Just like he talked about a 7-point plan on health care. I talked about it yesterday, the 7-point plan. It's much better than Bernie Sanders, because Bernie doesn't have a plan. How is he going to pay for it? He has no idea. He's just going to try to tax us into paying for a system that don't control costs.
Now, Bernie can hardly talk. He can hardly get a sentence out, let alone find a solution to something. I'm amazed he's even in the race.
Well, Bernie is basically trying to say he's living in a dream world and thinks like somehow all you have to do is rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic of the economy and just suck up the money out of the population when you have to create new sources of money, new infrastructure, new ways of making economy. You can't just suck out the money out of the economy, $20 trillion, and expect to make education and health care free. I want it free. I want education affordable. I want health care for everybody that goes way beyond Canada and Britain and the National Health Plan. I want to get rid of malpractice. I want to get rid of state licensing authorities. I want lateral training so you can start off as a massage therapist and become a neurosurgeon. I want all this changed so real advances in medicine and anti-aging occur. But you know what? The system doesn't want it. That's why when I discovered with Dr. Otto Hewen the cause of diabetes is hyperinsulinemia, they threatened to pull my license. When I worked with UCLA on biotoxins inducing cancer and autoimmune disease, they threatened me again. I'm sick and tired of liars and people that want to manipulate and control the truth, controlling the nature of consciousness. That's what's happening, is we're unveiling the truth here, and people need to know we need to make business with China and Russia. We need to get rid of extreme Islam. We need to move the world and the quote of many colors ahead, and we've got to stop thinking that these globalist maniacs, that's why there's so much anger against the establishment. That's why Trump is winning, not because he's so great, but because he's actually willing to take and punch the establishment in the face. That's why he's winning. He's going to punch him in the face some more, too. Thank you, Ann and Professor, and hopefully next week you won't have any more noise and all your instructions done. Thank you, Ann, for your blog again, twiland.info, and I think you have some amazing stuff there. Do donate for Ann and her blog. She works hard at it.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.